Hello, everybody. Well, the ink is drying on this new agreement between the United Kingdom and the European Union, and the Prime Minister, Keir Starmer, has hailed it as a great reset, launching this new golden era between the United Kingdom and the European Union. And Ursula von der Leyen was there in London to see it signed, but I suggest it wasn't such a positive thing after all. Now there was one gain for the United Kingdom, and that's that British citizens won't have to queue up when they arrive in airports, ports, and so on to get into European Union countries. But the UK could have hit back by saying if the British citizens can't use the fast gates, then European citizens will not be able to use those fast automated gates in the United Kingdom. Now the UK was very unlikely to do that for a number of reasons. That's one country against 27, or 70 million against 500 million people. The United Kingdom is obviously is not as puissant as all that. Moreover, that would simply discourage citizens from EU and other countries like Switzerland or Norway coming in, and that fewer tourists would come, which obviously the United Kingdom wants them to come. And the UK doesn't have enough border police as it is. One of the reasons for these automated gates is so that there's less of a burden, there's less work to be done. They don't need so many staff. Anyway, this agreement is about defence, it's about energy, commerce and fishing. But most of the United Kingdom has given away a lot and not got a great deal back in return. So European fishing boats will be able to fish in British territorial waters for a further 12 years. And in return, then some trade issues are going to be resolved to British satisfaction. So there have been some minor negotiations up to now, but it's been the biggest change since. We know that Starmer is by instinct a Europhile, fine, but he's somewhat undone Brexit. It's bad for the UK. I don't think it's terrible for the UK. It's got something in return for it. And I believe that there can be a mutual gain. It doesn't have to be zero sum, but the concessions have been too extensive in return for not enough. Now, but the Liberal Democrats have been frank. They believe this is step one to rejoining the European Union. That's what they want to see. And obviously, into their sleeve, that's what some Labour MPs are doing, are saying again. It was finalized in Sunday on Sunday. Goodness. Starmer thinks that he's forward looking, right? So Ursula von der Leyen is happy about it, and Europhile politicians, well, in the European Union, they were open about really welcoming a Labour government because of rather fractious relations with the Conservative Party over quite a few years. So it's now going to be easier to import and export food and beverages. But on the other hand, that's because the United Kingdom has to conform to these European Union regulations. So those will be adjudicated by the European Court of Justice in Luxembourg. Now, fishing, I have to be candid, is not a terribly important area. Fishing employs about 0.1% of the UK population. On the other hand, fish stocks were low, there was overfishing, there were all these rules about fishing boats being tied up. The fishing used to be way more extensive in the UK. Some fish were caught, died, had to be thrown back in. I mean, they couldn't even for all sorts of fishing quotas. It was just insane. And fishing rights is one of the reasons that Norway chose not to join. So all right. So it's a very small fraction of the UK's GDP. Yeah, I think that the British fishing industry is almost over. So it's the Liberal Democrats, people like Sir Ed Davey. He is a dinosaur. He's the one who's stuck in the past. Just he's anti-democratic, will not accept. They lost this fair and square, the 2016 referendum. They lost the 2017 referendum, sorry, election, the Eurofanatics. They lost the 2019 election. And no matter how many times people vote to be free from the European Union, they will always try and drag the United Kingdom back in. So the UK is going to be paying money into European Union coffers, which is obviously bad news. So there's talk about this youth mobility scheme. We haven't got the particulars about this one. Now, I mean, I'm not in principle opposed to that if it was not too many people. And depends on the age and so on. The United Kingdom already has them with New Zealand, Canada, and Australia. But as the UK is trying to restrict immigration, why on earth would you loosen immigration rules and have more immigration? It's not as though the UK doesn't have enough when it's got net 700,000 as well. The UK could join the Erasmus programme, which is about students being able to take a year, a term in a university in another country. The UK was part of that beforehand. A lot of universities are part of it in the United Kingdom, not Oxford or Cambridge, by the way. So, what else about this deal? Why do I think, net, it's not beneficial? Some sort of security arrangements is 150 billion euro defense fund. The United Kingdom will have some sort of share of that, but I think the UK is not contributing to that. It will make trade somewhat easier, but there's a cost to that. So behind borders trade will be overregulated is going to make this trade deal with the United States trickier. Will it even void it? We shall see. And obviously there are ructions of the Labour Party saying this is handing a victory to Reform UK. They'll say that we are traitors, that we're undoing Brexit and so on. Labour leaders are aghast about it. It's been just grist to the mill of Nigel Farage and so on. So I think I would be willing to make some of these concessions, but not enough was given in return for the concessions. I'm not opposition, not hostile to the European Union. I'm a citizen of the European Union. I mean, I can't leave it. As an individual, only get the whole Republic of Ireland to leave it. I don't want there to be friction between the two. It might be unavoidable sometimes. So Starmer, why has he agreed this? He generally thinks it's good, but he thinks really just being attuned to the European Union is a desirable thing. And he's might be undoing Brexit piecemeal, and this is part of it, boiling the frog slowly. Don't want to sound too alarmist, like Reform United Kingdom. Well, thank you for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, then any PayPal, georgecallahan7 at gmail.com. Goodbye.